Nti emra omudika tu mu no a me nyas a hint in say a proposal has been sent to parliament no and me ne the chairman for the parliamentary select committee on subsidiary legislation rather honorable ayeni ekasai in this case your ma fa ma select committee on health to yeah the call select committee as parliamentary select committee on subsidiary legislation na me ne ka say this is our position on this matter. Also, Kwabena, don't worry. We also have the same position. And so we are not going to allow any increment. Can you? And now, Usai get it back to me after no catch MSO. On what day, propose us naba. Now, see, normally, see, at this fees and charges neba, and you're very voluminous. There are thousands of items, and you're back up and on what deba. At the meeting, what Honorable Ayeni Kachere Mene say? Omo de buy no omo sa catch omo say they should go back no mo ko reduce and ko waive all the duties and the taxes on the reagents. In fact, they never even spoke about increment omo fa nko na omo de call e near by recess a omo say parliament has approved dialysis fee. Let me say friend no catch say masa nko ma me ni u di yi. This is what I'm hearing in the media. Also there be no kind of my culture, no. So, where is this coming from? Where is this coming from? And my dear, no, so long. Regulations, into no. So yeah, the ban is pre-lay in the way. No more discussing way. No money could lay. It doesn't come back to you again. Train for 21 days, 16 days. Not mature, and I'm obviously not a passing into law. Into yeah, so when you na could see no, that it emanated from there. Executive. So when we are talking about interventions and reductions, why would the executive even submit a proposal for increment? And in this case, and yet Ghana and Africa country are more subsidized and must absorb the cost of dialysis. Other African countries have done it. And see, the last formula, National Health Insurance Formula, the Parliament. Upon all sub employers, they never mentioned dialysis in the formula. In the committee, they insisted there be at least, even if there will be any subversion, this is the first opportunity we have after Saturday. Yen yankasa as a committee, no. Yen reference BB and pharma dialysis. And yen reference BB. And CJ, Sika Yadi, Emma, SA National Health Insurance Fund. And yes, Sikapa BR is 2 million Ghana cedis. Then they bet you, yeah. It's 2 million Ghana cedis. And I hear people making noise about it. I've heard the CEO for National Health Insurance making noise about this. Did he know anything about it? Ask him if he knew anything about it. It is not. It can't do anything. I'm only about 8 cycles. That 2 million can even not take care of 2 cycles. No, I'm Joy FM, I'm going to interview the CEO, no, and the castle of government. What has government done? I no CEO and ask if he knew anything about that. Provision, he debated the same. Why do we always want to do politics and massage and do damage control at the expense of people's health? Aye. Yes, I'm going to do that. That we cannot afford to say they absorb dialysis care, but we can afford to waste a lot of money on dugout.
No, but honorable, should the government be able to absorb?
Why not? But I can't just say this is not the first African country to absorb. You see, we can have, if we are smart enough, yes. What we can do in this area. Mm-hmm. You bet to me, I discuss and you say, and let me admit, if we try piling up a lot of things on the National Health Insurance scheme, it has its own consequences. Because sad dialysis, we can't afford to get to a point that you say claims are delay and it's any money on National Health Insurance. Yeah, here you go. Into what we should do is that, like for example, Oko from Nanesua, donor counterpart funding for vaccines. From Nanifobi, not buying swap for me.